Reporting for WFHB, I'm Carissa Barrett. After a year of cuts and salary freezes, Monroe County is looking at hiring more employees. The County Council began budget hearings on September 2nd with the stated goal of giving county employees a 2.8% cost of living raise. Throughout the hearings, the Council also heard requests for additional staff in some county departments. Youth Services Bureau Director Kim Meyer told the Council she needs two more employees as well as some other changes to keep the Bureau running.
We have known for some time that there is an issue at our agency, and at first we thought the issue was the tasks and the duties and realigning them in the correct positions. After we had done that work starting in August of last year, we really began to look at, it's not a problem of task, it's not a problem of capability, it's a problem of having the resource of the persons to deliver the work to the agency. So through that, we are in the process of submitting to PAC a proposal for three positions to be potentially reclassified and two positions added.
Meyer's agency runs the Binkley House Youth Shelter, which provides temporary homes for young people in crisis. She said regulatory requirements have increased in recent years, and beyond that, the Bureau has taken steps to professionalize its operations.
Being a 24/7 facility and being so thin administratively, that we respond to everything 24/7. It's either Mark on call tonight, or I'm on call, or Mark and I on call. When we triage, it takes a team. It's not just the two staff working in the shelter. It takes us coming in physically to work with situations that might involve law enforcement or mediating the police coming and doing interviews because something has occurred, new information has come to us regarding a child that the police must intervene. What I'm speaking to is the quantity of tasks upon a person to perform their work and then respond to crisis situations and then to come back to work the next day. It's extremely high. It's unfair to me, even with if you're a 40-hour a week position, we're putting in 70, 80 hours a week.
Funding for the new positions would come from the Juvenile County Option Income Tax. The county just increased that tax earlier this year, opening the possibility for more staff at the shelter. Most of the council was supportive of the new positions, but they tabled the discussion mostly because the Bureau hasn't received approval yet from the county's Personnel Action Committee, or PAC. Council member Marty Hawk said the county has to follow protocol no matter how much need there is for certain employees.
It seems to me that we're setting a precedent here to even consider it before it's been through PAC, because if we do it for one department, all the rest of them are going to want us to be including things in these budgets that have not gone through the process. And I'm just surprised to even see it there. I don't know who encouraged you to put it there, but let me just say that's not the way we normally do it. And I just think you need to follow the process so that we can be as helpful as you would like for us to be.
Council member Shelley Yoder also voted to table the Bureau's budget discussion, but she indicated support for the additional staff. Yoder said county residents seem to want more services for youth, and she cited the lack of resistance when the county raised taxes earlier this year.
But I think the heart of why the community stood so firmly behind this was so we can increase the services to our youth. And what I'm hearing is, this is one true way that we can supply more preventative care, we can be more present and be in the community more, have more programs, things that we have not been able to do. And for the first time, it's been something that we've been able to say, this is what we can show for the J-COAT increase.
The council will consider the Bureau's budget again later in the budget process. At a hearing the next day, the county treasurer also asked the county for more staff. Over the past year, Treasurer Kathy Smith's department has fallen as much as 6 months behind on routine financial reports. Smith told the council problems in her office are tied to a staff shortage.
We're more than one person understaffed. And that's why I presented these comparisons, which I gave you guys last year during budget hearings when my other person got cut. This is the same exact piece of paper. It's just now I think you can see it. My prediction last year, which is we're going to go down the tubes, came true. We really just need help. I don't know how more clearly to say it.
Smith said she has fewer employees than treasurers in other counties, even those with smaller populations.
The light counties to our counties would be Ball State. They have half the assessed value that we have and 30,000 less population. They have Delaware, which has Ball State. I'm looking at other counties like our county. They have 8 people. Vander Vigo has ISU. They again have half our assessed value, you know, several thousand less parcels, 30,000 less people, and they have a full-time staff of 7 people. Vanderburg, which has more population, not that much more, but more population, roughly the same number of parcels and the same assessed value, they have 10 staff members, and we have 4. So, you know, without crying and carrying on, I just want you to know that our serious issue, the issue that we've faced for several years now, moving forward, is we're just understaffed.
The council agreed to fund another position in the treasurer's office. The council won't vote on a final budget until October. I'm Carissa reporting for WFHB.